From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump issued another warning to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a day after Pyongyang said it was finalizing a plan to launch a salvo of four ballistic missiles to the waters off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam.
He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea.
Trump said that his earlier comments vowing to inflict fire and fury on the reclusive communist regime for its nuclear weapons development program maybe were not tough enough, and that North Korea had better get their act together or they were going to be in trouble like few nations ever have been in trouble in the world. Kenya faces fraud allegations and protests after its Tuesday presidential elections. Witnesses say at least four people were killed in protests spanning multiple cities. Kenya's polling chief has confirmed allegations made by Kenyatta's opposition, Raila Odinga, that the election commission did suffer a hacking attempt. But they say the voting system wasn't compromised. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is leading one of the observer missions in the country.
The question is, were they able to change any material results? Were they able to change anything? And that is measurable.
Odinga's campaign released 50 pages of computer logs they say proves his theory, but an independent cybersecurity expert told Reuters News says that that evidence is inconclusive. Kuwait told the Associated Press it will continue to grant visas to North Korean laborers whose wages allegedly aid Pyongyang in evading international sanctions. Kuwait's response shows the challenges the U.S. faces in trying to convince Gulf nations to fulfill sanctions. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization recommends exclusive breastfeeding for babies' first 6 months of life and continued breastfeeding for up to 2 years of age. However, this can be a struggle for working mothers around the world. Uganda's parliament has been promoting breastfeeding with a free on-site daycare center for female legislators and their staff. Taka Agnes Wajuli, whose four-month-old son spends part of his day at the parliamentary daycare center.
I drop him here and I attend the meetings, I attend committee meetings, I attend plenary in the afternoon, so I'm always there.
Uganda is among just 23 countries in the world where more than 60% of the babies are exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months of life, according to a 2017 Global Breastfeeding Scorecard. But Ugandan health officials say there is still room for improvement. Thanks to the parliament's initiative, every government institution in the country has been ordered to open up a breastfeeding center. Venezuela's foreign minister is rejecting the United States' latest sanctions on eight more Venezuelan officials in retaliation for helping to create a new legislative body that is expanding the power of President Nicolas Maduro. Jorge Areza said in a statement over the state television on Wednesday, the U.S. actions to freeze assets of officials is foolish and disrespectful to the people of Venezuela.
Venezuela cannot be sanctioned by anything nor by anyone. No one in this world has the moral right to sanction the people of Simon Bolivar, nor any of its citizens. We absolutely reject this aggression of the American Empire.
The new sanctions come after the Trump administration imposed sanctions on Maduro himself last week and on 13 Venezuelan officials on July 26th. Critics of Maduro inside and outside Venezuela have condemned the 545-member assembly as an attempt to eliminate any remaining checks on Maduro's power. The UN Migration Agency says six Ethiopian migrants are dead and 13 remain missing after smugglers forced 160 migrants out of a boat as it neared the coast of Yemen. The International Organization for Migration said Thursday's drownings occurred a day after around 50 migrants from Somalia and Ethiopia were, quote, deliberately drowned, end quote, by a smuggler in another boat off Yemen. Egypt's inflation has jumped to almost 33%, the government said on Thursday, as Egyptians continue to brace themselves in the face of steep price hikes and austerity measures. The central bank also said that an annual core inflation would increase to 35.26%. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.